Starting to get a little chilly here at historic Horlick Athletic Field. Sun going down. Could use some of that 106 degree Phoenix heat if they could borrow like just 6 degrees, 7 degrees, make it a nice 99 in Phoenix and give us a few of those. One of the things with starting so early, I haven't been able to wear shorts to a game yet.
I just decided to wear them. I've had enough.
Trips bunched off the left side of the line for Tyree Taylor, one receiver to the right. Taylor looking to the left, now to the right. He's going to dump it off to the back, coming out of the backfield. And Gary Young will escort him out of bounds. That was Marzell Green. And it'll bring up a fourth down for the Outlaws as they pick up three. It'll bring up a fourth and eight.
You got a punt here for the Outlaws because the way the offense of both teams have been moving the ball, this is going to be a game of field position.
They will be kicking into that breeze. Dalton and Norwood back deep have been impressed by Reed with his punting thus far. The Raiders haven't been sure what they can really do with it. He hasn't given them an opportunity yet, and now they're short a player. Reed calls somebody out. Oh, they're going to have Langer punt this time. Going to bring him out there to punt. Changing things up at the last moment, halfway through the second quarter. Langer's kick is short. It gets caught up in that wind, but it takes a good Outlaws bounce all the way down to the 31-yard line. They get the benefit of another bounce, 30 yards on the punt. No return. Racine football offense looking to get anything going right now for the Raiders.
Sounds like a broken record here, but the offense needs to get something going here. They can't. Quarterback change here now with Sawyer Schick coming into the game. Got to get something going here. It's been stuck in quicksand, and it's not necessarily what the Cowboys are doing against them. It's that they're not executing, putting the ball on the field, and just plain sloppy.
Well, it all starts up front, right, Evan? Yeah. And when there's white jerseys in the backfield a second after the snap, that's a problem no matter what quarterback you have in there. Raiders go to Sawyer Schick, 42% completion percentage on the season. Schick hands it off and cutting up a nice little cut at the right time there for Jason Kelly. And Kelly will pick up a yard, it looks like, to bring up a second down and nine.
Looks like we might have a flay. No. Look like don't have it. Yeah.
Sides. Number 22, White. 5 yard penalty. Still first down.
So Cortez Norris was called for the flag, so it'll be a first and five for Racine. Thanks for picking up that there was a flag there.
Nine.
They're going to reset the clock to 7:09. And then run it on Keith's signal, I'm assuming here, and that's... Nope. No start on that one. Two receivers each way for Schick. Schick gives it again to Kelly, and he pounds his way through and picks up enough for a first down, gets seven, and they move the chains.
Yeah, they didn't run the clock there because the clock wasn't moving at the time of the penalty. If the clock would have been moving, then he would have ran it.
Raiders in a hurry up here trying to get something going. Kelly just averaging 3 yards a carry on the season coming into tonight's game. Three receivers over on the left side. They give to Kelly again. Kelly plows his way through the middle. Battering ram, picks up six, and it'll be a second down and four.
Yeah, that run by Kelly that got the first down was their first down of this game that was not a penalty.
Chenault Carey saying, let's go. You see Sawyer Schick saying, let's go. Get the play into us. Let us get set. Hayes is in there as well. Another running back. He's going to break out as a receiver over to the left side. He'll be all alone. Three receivers to the right for Schick with Kelly off his left hip. Under six to play in the first half. Schick looking to pass. Pocket is there. It's good. And then Norwood can't hold on to the ball at the midfield across the middle of the field, and he'll bring up a 3rd and 4. That's a drop by Norwood, uncharacteristic of him.
Another Ranger injury or Raider injury as Lewis is limping off the field as Flores checks in the game. Rico Flores checks in the game for him. Don't need to see any more of that.
No, that is one of the things that's made it hard, I think, on offense is, I mean, you have a running back out there right now playing receiver for Racine. Outlaws showing blitz. Schick with Kelly behind him. He moves him over to his left side with trips to the right. Hands it off to Kelly. Kelly trying to find a lane, and one does not open up as he is taken down by Jalen Grant for a loss. Back to the 46-yard line. They'll bring up a 4th and 6 as we take another look at this one on the Educators Credit Union replay.
Lost the helmet on the play, too. And Lewis just coming in, was going to come in for punts, but now he's going to come off.
So we're going to see Wodak out there kicking with the wind this time. Manny Collier back deep, as well as Dickerson back deep for Phoenix.
The issue is when you have all these injuries the Raiders are currently having, guys who aren't normally out there on punt team has to get out there.
Five minutes to play now. And now there's going to be a flag as Rico Flores came out of his stance on the left side, and he'll push Racine back 5 yards. Wodak gets a kickoff to test out the wind.
For the snap, full start, number 24, Black. 5-yard penalty, still 4th down.
Looked like the Outlaws are going to send somebody right up that middle there, too. Kind of started out wide, cheated inside, and looked they're going to send him right through the A-gap to try to catch Sawyer before he could get his head up.
Our halftime interview, by the way, is with the punter kicker Brady Wodak, so make sure you stay tuned for that at the half, and then we'll have stats for you coming out of that. Wodak gets off a good kick towards Dickerson at the 15. He muffs it, has to go back to the 11 to pick it up. Dancing around inside the 15, and then Bubba Revolinski along with Rico Flores whip him down at the 12-yard line. Great punt there by Wodak as we take another look at that on the Educators Credit Union replay.
And that's where you got to give Bubba Revolinski some credit there. I believe he's the guy that got upended here, if you see it. Yeah. No, he wasn't the guy who got active. That was Flores. But both of them get there to get that tackle.
Yeah, Rico Flores got back in the play. So 4:35 to play here in the first half. 3-0, the Phoenix Outlaws lead. The field goal came on their opening drive following a fumble recovery of a Tom Benko fumble. The first of 3 turnovers by Racine in the first half.
I think this is the worst starting field position of the game.
For them, yeah. Single wideouts each way for Taylor. Taylor gives off and a head of steam. A flag comes out in the area of a hold. And we'll see what the call is here.
Outlaws, penalty flag on the play.
The Raiders would be smart to back them up at this hold.
Holding, 28 white. Half the distance to the goal. Replay first down.
So it'd be about a 5-yard penalty. First and 15 here for the Phoenix Outlaws with 4:29 to play in our first half.
Big thing is you get them deeper in their own territory, and the Raiders have gotten some safeties this year in this situation.
Single wideouts each way for Tyree Taylor. Back off his right hip. Taylor pump fakes. There's Arian Ivey. Ball comes out. There's a scrum for the ball. Who has it? Touchdown! Raiders! The defense comes through as we take another look at the replay.
Great job there by Ivy. Explodes off the corner and gets the sack. It was close to a face mask. So you're going to say they got him by the shoulder pad. As you see the shoulder pad in the flapping right there to confirm that it was the shoulder pad. But the Raiders recovered that, get the touchdown, and nice momentum swing there for this Raider defense, hope bailing out this offense.
Hey, Jack, who recovered that?
Just checked with our statistician, Jack Redlin. He said he believes it was Gary Young that recovered that one for the touchdown. And now the Raiders on for the extra point, as despite how everything is gone, they have taken the lead with 4:26 or 4:23 to play in the first half.
Different holder than usual. Lock in the hold.
And now we have a whistle.
Timeout. White.
That's their last one.
Yeah, the Outlaws are going to spend their last timeout on an extra point attempt by Racine. We'll step away for 30. This is Racine Raiders football on the Racine Raiders Broadcast Network.
Come out and visit Time and Again Music. We have a huge selection of vinyl, over 10,000 titles in stock. We've got everything. We got rock, soul, jazz, country, R&B, soundtracks. So a little of this, a little of that. Make a list every time you hear something on the radio. Have a little tiny pad of paper somewhere and jot down a group, a song title. That way when you come in, you've got an idea of what you're looking for. I'm Ray Zirkle, owner of Time and Again Music. 9602 Durand Avenue in Sturtevant. It's a block west of the Antique School Mall.
Well, we were talking about how the defense is going to probably need to score here tonight, the way things are looking, Evan, and that they did. Got the Outlaws backed up, and the defense able to come up big as Wodak on for the extra point attempt for Racine. 3 of 4 on PATs this season. Snap is high, Locke pulls it down, and Wodak puts it through, and the Raiders take a 7-3 lead with 4:23 to play in the first half. And we're going to keep it right here. We'll give you the trivia, our active body trivia question, while Andrew Chish looks to get a couple of sideline interviews. So what year was Racine U Sports, RYS, founded? Exercise is a must for anyone looking to enhance strength and endurance on the field, in the backyard, and around the house. Let the certified personal trainers at Active Body Fitness assist and guide you in perfecting your technique, improving your movement, and reducing the chance of injury to keep you on track. And let them know that the Racine Raiders sent you there. Thank you to Active Body Fitness for sponsoring our trivia questions all year. And now we're going to send it to the sideline with Andrew Chish with an interview.
And Ivy and Gary Young, after that strip sack, turned into a touchdown in the end zone. Arian Ivy, I want to ask you first, what was going through your mind on that play?
I just wanted to help out our offense, just give them a spark any way we can.
And Gary Young, man, what a way to be there. I mean, what was going through your head? You saw that Arian Ivy made the strip sack, and, you know, you were just there.
Finish. I got to finish where my little brother started. It all starts with us, and we the defense on the field. See y'all.
All right, back to you, Don.
All right, thank you, Andrew. Yeah, those guys have to get right back out there. And I believe, did you say we have a flag, Evan?
We have a flag down right at the 30-yard line. It's going to be on the return team, the Outlaws.
We'll hear from Keith Turner in a moment. So that's a huge momentum shifter for the defense there.
During the return, hold it. 35 white, 10-yard penalty from the spotted foul. It'll be first down, White.
I think that's the second time Gage Wilcox has been flagged for a hold on the return.
I believe you are correct, and there was some hard hitting going on in that return as well, and they ended up getting the tackle. Was Malik Perry, number 88, on that return.
One of the smallest guys on the team.
He brought the hit on that one, though.
Hey, just load it all up. It doesn't matter on the size, right? First and 10 at the 21-yard line for the Phoenix Outlaws. Now trailing Racine 7-3. Defensive touchdown for the Raiders. Faking the handoff. Taylor taking it up the middle. Taylor will be tied up by Hall at the 25-yard line. Gain of 4. It'll be a second down and 6 for Phoenix.
Nice job there by Hall to finish that tackle.
Out at running back, Jay Martin, a little bit more size there for the Phoenix Outlaws. Martin coming in at running back for them at 6 foot 200, played at Coffeyville Community College. A lot of these guys went to Phoenix College. Phoenix College used to have a football team, no longer do. A JUCO, two receivers each way for the Outlaws. Taylor will put Martin behind him. On a second down and six, Raiders showing blitz. They back off. Handoff goes to Martin. Martin with a little bit of room before he runs into Elvin Turner. Elvin Turner will whip him down at the 27-yard line. A gain of two. It'll be a third down and four for the Outlaws.
Nice tackle there by Turner. And they almost had a delay of game there. The countdown was starting, and they just got that snap off before the hanky got thrown on the field.
Not sure what to get Dad for Father's Day tomorrow.
Under 3 minutes to play here in the first half. Raiders leading 7-3. They'll empty the backfield. Three receivers off to the right side for Tyree Taylor. With 2.5 to play on a 3rd and 4. Ball at their own 28-yard line. Taylor hands extended, claps, gets the snap, looking and throwing too high for Dickerson, incomplete. He had kind of gotten to the behind the linebacker in front of the defensive back, but Taylor just way overshot everyone.
Overshot him because Cameron Hall took him down as he was throwing that football, went in a little bit low, got him right around the hamstring area, and hit him as that ball was being thrown. So that's why it was a little high.
And a reminder, Brady Wodak will be our halftime guest. Also, if you're interested, we'll put up a graphic a little bit later, but the Racine Raiders going to have a Champions Plaza here at Historic Horlick Athletic Field. You can go to RacineRaiders.com and click on the numerous links on the website to find out how to buy your dad a brick and immortalize him here at Historic Horlick Athletic Field. You going to immortalize me? Not going to pay for that?
Undecided.
Reed on for the punt. Gets off a good punt. Dalton at the 36 and contacted immediately and brought down on the tackle, Johnny Collier. And Racine will start with it at their own 34-yard line with 2:21 to play. But unlike the Phoenix Outlaws, Racine has all three timeouts remaining. The Outlaws, they've used all of theirs already.
Yeah, the Raiders have a chance to get a score here before halftime to make it a 14-3 game. As you know, the Outlaws do get the football first, as they made it perfectly known what they want to do during the kickoff. I mean, the coin toss, I mean, when they said, we want the ball in the second half, which isn't really an option, but I guess we knew what they meant. But you mentioned the bricks before. One of the cool things about it, too, is you can also purchase a replica brick to have at home.
Yeah, you can have it, or at the office. If you want to have it at the office, you can have that as well. So a lot of options. Sawyer Schicks remains in at quarterback. They empty the backfield with three receivers to the left for Racine. Schick, quick pass over to the left side, finds Revelinski. Revelinski with a blocker in front. A flag comes out as Revelinski gets across the 40 of the 41. A gain of 7, but we'll have to see what the flag is.
Yeah, hold on, Baby Davis, more than likely.
As we'll hear from Keith Turner. Last week wasn't so much the Keith Turner show. It's the Keith Turner show again this week now. A little bit sloppy here tonight for both teams.
21 black, 10-yard penalty, replay first down.
Be a first and about 13 now.
From the spot.
14.
They'll move it back to the 31-yard line. So, yeah, you got about first and 14. I'll give you that, sure. As the clock winds in, same formation here for Racine. Schick on in relief of Andre Locke at quarterback, and now we've reached the two-minute timeout. Racine leads 7-3. We'll keep it here. We were talking about the brick project. And just throw up a little, that's the one that Nick likes. Yeah. So Dad has enough socks, ties, and screwdrivers, so buy your dad or family a brick in the new Champions Plaza at Horlick Athletic Field. You can see what that's going to look like, a nice little beautification effort that's going to be just inside the main entrance here at historic Horlick Athletic Field. So continue to look at ways to bring some excitement here to Horlick Field, continue some updates, and be able to recognize a lot of people, whether they played high school football, softball, whether they were in the drum and bugle corps, baseball. There were baseball, there was midget car racing here. If you had a family member that played for the Racine Bells or the Horlick Racine Legion of the NFL and you want them to have a permanent brick or semi-permanent brick in the Champions Plaza, great opportunity, and they're reasonably priced. So great Father's Day gift. Also looking ahead to Christmas or any birthdays coming up, great opportunities there. Raiders come out, same formation now at the two-minute timeout. They have all three timeouts remaining, a first and 14 for Racine. Schick, quick pass, and hits Hayes, and Hayes able to hold on to that one a little bit behind him, up across the 35 to the 37-yard line, picks up six. It'll be a second down and eight.
Yeah, Hayes made the catch a little behind him, but nice job securing that football and making this second and six.
Minute 35 to go here. Raiders not hurrying up at all on a second down and six here for Racine. Three receivers to the right. Schick under pressure. Flag comes out. Schick rolling to his right. Schick firing and throws it towards the sideline in the area of Revelinski. Out of bounds, incomplete, but the flag in the area perhaps of a hold.
Turn play. Holding. 58 black. 10-yard penalty. Still two.
Jacob Zimmerman, the fourth-year player out of Wisconsin Lutheran College, gets nailed with that penalty. It'll be a second down and 17 now for Racine, or second and 16 for Racine.
And the thing that makes that penalty hurt even more is they gave him the catch on the sidelines that would have been enough for a first down. Instead, it's second and 16.
And second and 17, where they 17. Put it. Yeah. We're in between.
I was looking at the scoreboard.
80 seconds left to play in the first half. Racine trying to get something going here on offense. Their lone score has been a defensive touchdown. Three receivers to the right, two to the left for Sawyer Schick. Schick has time, steps up in the pocket, going for Jayshon Foster, and Foster can't come up with it. Defender on his back. Foster looking for the flag. No flag comes out. That was Billy suing, I believe, on the coverage, or perhaps it was Gus Owens. I think that's a good no flag, actually, Evan.
Yeah, it was definitely contact there, but I think they're going to say that it was not catchable as the ball was a little bit ahead of him.
That was Owens, and that the timing on that was good by Owens. He didn't actually get his hands on him till the ball was coming down right there, I think, so. 1:15 to play. The crowd disagrees with me, though. You disagree with me. That's fine. I can take the heat. Trips to the right. Two receivers to the left for Schick on a third and 17 now. Schick under immediate pressure. Steps up, rolling out of the pocket, and he's going to be taken down. That will be a sack, a loss of one. Trumaine Smith gets the sack. He has been a problem for Racine all night, and that will bring up a third and 18. But remember, Phoenix Outlaws are out of timeout, so they can't stop the clock.
Nope, and the Raiders are going to be in no rush to punt this football away. Best bet here is let it run till 1 second left and take a quick timeout.
As the Raiders get their team out there. Field game. Wodak out there, picks that one up off the turf, gets off a good kick. Dickerson telling Collier to get it. Collier lets it get by him. Collier back inside the five, and he'll pick it up there and be taken down back at the 3-yard line with 8.5 seconds to play. And so now let's see what the Phoenix Outlaws decide to do. The smart thing is probably just take a knee and let this one wind down.
Yeah.
Wasn't sure if Collier touched that one or not.
Yeah, the downside is for taking a knee, you don't really have a lot of room to take that knee. And they don't ever play under center, so.
He did a little bit. I was watching one of their games, and he did go under center a little bit in that game. Reminder to stay tuned as Brady Wodak will be our halftime guest. That will come after a 60-second break. We'll play that and then take another 60-second timeout, and Evan will have the stats from the first half for you. 8.5 ticks to go. It looks like they are going to line up to take a knee here to send it into halftime as they'll have the opportunity to get the kickoff to start the second half, and that's what they do. And Racine says, not so quick. They're going to take their first timeout. We'll keep it right here. And again, Evan, that gets down to they don't have much space here. They're losing potentially a yard each time they take a knee. As you said, they don't go under center often, so opportunity perhaps for a bad snap here. As they're now back to their 2-yard line, as they actually lost 2 on that one.
And if you can call timeout quick enough, you could potentially force them to have to punt back here.
Yeah, and then you're talking about the punter's going to have his heels on the line. Just got to be careful of a fake kneel down here as well, and that is the Raiders are sending one of their defenders back deep to cover that. And we have another snap. And a knee, and Racine will take another timeout, their second, as the Phoenix Outlaws are running out of real estate here to take a knee. Now they're down to their 1-yard line of it.
Yeah, they did wait a minute before they actually took the knee and try to get some more time off the clock, but probably borderline possibly have enough time to do one more timeout here. But if I'm the Outlaws here, I want to do a QB sneak. QB sneak's going to run out the clock.
Yeah, or you just got to go into the end zone, have him work out of the pistol that he has been, and just throw it deep over a receiver that's cutting downfield. See what they decide to do here. Running out of real estate. Racine with one more timeout left, so then it does get down to you could potentially force a punt here depending what happens as we see the tight view. And there's a little bit of a scrum. And we have a flag that comes out as time expired, but the officials are going to chat about this one. Where the Raiders offsides can end on a defense penalty.
Offsides. Defense. Offsides, defense, penalties declined, halftime.
So that will bring us to the end of the first half of play. Racine off of a defensive touchdown. They lead the Phoenix Outlaws 7-3. We're going to step away for a minute. We'll come back with our halftime interview with kicker punter Brady Wodak. This is the Racine Raiders football on the Racine Raiders Broadcast Network.
Spring is here. The perfect home is waiting for you. Whether buying or selling, Kelly Friesema with eXp Realty is your trusted local expert. She'll guide you every step of finding the right home. First-time buyer? Kelly simplifies everything. Selling? She'll price it right and market it for top dollar. Need financing guidance? Kelly has trusted lender connections. Call 262-939-4687 today to start your journey. Spring markets move fast. Call Kelly Friesema with eXp Realty to find your dream home.
Racine, your stories are our stories.
Stories of dedication and resilience. Of beauty and commitment.
Of good times and of bad.
For 125 years, Rasmussen Diamonds has been part of this beautiful community of stories. We can't wait to hear yours.
Visit Rasmussen Diamonds in Racine or explore our collection online at rasmussendiamonds.com.
in the Raiders game against the Phoenix Outlaws, and that means it's time for our weekly player interview. And joining me this evening on our player interview is Racine Raiders kicker punter Brady Wodak. Brady, welcome to our broadcast.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Brady, you came to the Raiders a few years ago, right, as this kind of historic streak of 31 straight games started. But how did you find out about the Racine Raiders? What made you want to continue your playing career after a pretty illustrious career at St. Norbert?
Yeah, I knew after my last game at St. Norbert that I for sure wanted to at least coach, possibly play if I could find the right team. And I was kind of talking to one of my coworkers about, like, continuing to play football, and he had brought up the Racine Raiders. And being from up in Sturgeon Bay, Green Bay area, I hadn't really heard of them before. And he's like, you should try out for them. They've been around forever. It's a really good program. So I sent my film to Coach Kennedy, and then he called me later that night and then was like, yeah, we need a punter. So the rest is history kind of with that, and I've been on the team ever since.
Playing at the Division III level, very competitive, especially here in the state of Wisconsin at the Division III level. What brought you to St. Norbert over some of maybe some of the other options you had available to you in the state?
Yeah, St. Norbert, it was the last place I visited, actually. And I was really looking for, like, a special teams coach. And I know a lot of D3 schools don't have someone specifically designated for special teams. So that was one of the main reasons I went to St. Norbert, is because they had a designated special teams coach. And in high school, I was pretty raw. I didn't know really what I was doing. I had a decent leg, and that's kind of what got me some looks into college, but I didn't really know how to use it, I guess. And I just wanted someone that would be able to kind of refine how I kick a little bit more. So that, the coaching staff, the campus was great. So I took a tour there, and I kind of fell in love with the place.
Were you kind of a latecomer to kicking? I mean, a lot of people, they don't necessarily go into football to kick, or if they played high school football, they maybe played on the soccer team and a coach saw them. Did you do something different in high school and kind of transition to kicking?
Yeah, I have kind of a different story with coming to kicking. In Sturgeon Bay, we didn't have tackle football till fifth or sixth grade. And I played for a year in, like, fifth grade, got a concussion. So I stopped playing, and I knew I was going to resume playing in high school. But I just wanted to take a break and kind of save myself from that. I was really undersized too in middle school. So in that kind of sixth through eighth grade time, I would get bored and I'd go to the practice field and I'd just kick field goals kind of just to pass time. Never really thought anything of it. I'd played soccer growing up till fourth or fifth grade. So I had kind of a soccer background. So I figured, you know, kicking would be fun. Never had any intention of being a kicker, punter, anything like that in high school. But my sophomore year, I'm on the team. I was a wide receiver and defensive back. And something happened with our kicker, and we needed someone for a game or two. And they're like, can anybody kick? So I kicked for the first two games, and then I haven't stopped kicking ever since then.
Accidental kicker, hashtag that.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you come to the Raiders, come more as a punter, but over time you've had to do both roles, punting and kicking and handling kickoffs. Having come in kind of more as a punter, how did you transition to kicking where it maybe didn't affect your punting? Because two very different motions and techniques there.
Yeah, in college I had transitioned kind of away from kicking field goals into more doing punting and kickoffs, but I still kind of stayed doing it on the side a little bit. And I had a really good trainer down in Chicago, Chris, who kind of worked with me on that sort of stuff, just to kind of keep me still kicking field goals, punting, all that sort of stuff. So it's just, for me, it's going back to technique, back to the basics of doing it, keep everything the same, don't overthink it, and you know you can do it. You've been doing it for 8 to 10 years now, so just don't overthink it, and just make sure your fundamentals and technique is strong still.
That Illinois Cowboys game, you had 9 points in the game, 3 field goals, including a career long with the Raiders 41-yard field goal. How did that feel to contribute so much to that win and know that you can help lead this team in that way?
Yeah, it felt really good, especially after the first one didn't really go my way. I mishit it, pushed it a little bit right. And it was just good to see everyone had my back and was encouraging after that. And the coaches still had faith in me to knock a couple more field goals through. And I can't say enough about the line in front of me, the holder, long snapper, everything. They've been great so far this year and have made that transition kind of from punting back over to kicking and doing both so much easier for me.
When you went out there for that 41-yarder, did you know that was career-long territory with us for you?
Yeah, I knew it was close. I didn't really know from last year what my long was or really remember, but I knew 40 was pretty close to the longest I've hit for the Raiders.
And how did it feel when that one sailed through for you?
Oh, it was a great feeling. I knew the game was probably over at that point, seeing as our defense is incredible. It felt good just to kind of solidify another win for us.
Now, with the kicking, it's kind of, you know, baseball pitchers have to have short memories. Goalies in hockey have to have short memories. It's kind of the kickers are the ones that have to have the short memories in football, right? So how do you keep yourself focused on the next time and not necessarily looking back when you talked about kind of mishitting that first one in the Cowboys game and then rebounding so well?
Yeah, it's all about being mentally tough, I think, with it too, and then fundamentals as well. Like, I knew as soon as I kicked that first one that it was probably going to be a little bit right, so I went to the net and kicked a couple more into there, and then just kind of slowed myself down for the next ones and, like, took a deep breath and just went through my motion like I normally would. And you have to kind of erase that. You can't really dwell on it because you can't go back on it anymore. You just got to go to the next one and make sure you knock the next one through.
For you mentally, how is it, because you're switching techniques with the punting and kicking, how is it out there when you're in a game or even as you're preparing during the course of a week, how much time are you able to spend on kind of each of those now that you're out of college, have a job, and this is kind of an extracurricular for you?
Yeah, I think with punting, just working on the drop, because punting's like 90% how you drop the football. I think doing that, I can do that daily, whether it's outside or in the garage or in your apartment, anywhere really, you can work on that. But then when it comes to field goals and like actually getting punting reps, I do a lot of that on practice at Wednesdays, just because it's midweek, you can kind of get a good workout in on the Wednesday and still be fresh for Saturday. So I do a lot of the field goal kicking on the Wednesday's practice and then punting a little bit there too, but and then film the other rest of the days just to kind of see what's coming on Saturdays.
Hopefully you're in a first floor apartment if you're dropping that ball a bunch of times in your apartment.
Yeah, I am. So first floor, and then we got a garage here too, so that just go up and down the garage.
What has this experience been like for you? Obviously, you keep coming back. You must be enjoying it with the Raiders, but getting an opportunity to be part of back-to-back national championship runs, a franchise record, 31-game winning streak. What has that been like for you?
It's been awesome. I know high school, I wasn't winning a ton in football. College, we won a lot more than this. I never expected to come in and win 31 straight games. So it's been incredible. I mean, the fans and everyone's support at home games, road games, all that, it's been awesome. It's been like a college atmosphere at all the games. So it feels like it just, the college game never really ended for me, and it kind of just keeps going now. So I love playing, and I want to play until I can't anymore.
You have some big supporters behind you, too. I want to give you some space to be able to talk about your mom and dad and the support that they throw behind you in your football career.
Yeah, they've been incredible supporters of everything I've done sports-wise throughout my whole life. I know they've paid for countless trips and training and all that stuff. So they mean the world to me. I can't thank them enough for all the support. And I know they drive 3 hours every Saturday for home games, and I couldn't do it without them, so I appreciate them a ton for all they've done for me and all their support.
Racine Raiders kicker punter Brady Wodak, as folks know, if you follow this level of football, maybe second to quarterbacks as far as a difference that they can make to a team at this level. We see a lot of teams that don't have somebody that can do what Brady does here. So, Brady, congratulations on what you've been able to accomplish through 2.5 years, and we hope to see a lot more of you.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me on.
When we come back, we will have the stats from the first half of the Racine Raiders Phoenix Outlaws game for you. That coming up next. This is the Racine Raiders Broadcast Network.
Do you ever feel like something's missing, like you're meant to give back but don't know where to start? At Our Harmony Club, you can make a real difference in the lives of older adults just by sharing your time. Whether you love to cook, craft, lead games, or simply brighten someone's day, Our Harmony Club needs you. Volunteer once a week or more and discover the joy of giving and receiving. Visit ourharmonyclub.org to learn more. That's ourharmonyclub.org to volunteer.
Racine, welcome to the tropics, right on Durand Ave. At Tropical Smoothie Cafe, they're blending smoothies your way. Add-ins like protein, collagen, and even the perfect sweetness level. It doesn't stop at smoothies. Fuel up with toasted wraps, sandwiches, or go hazelnuts for the tropic bowls. Try the acai with Nutella, or power up with their peanut butter protein crunch bowl. 32 grams of protein and major vacation vibes in every bite. Now open at 6035 Durand Ave. Made to order, made for you. Tropical Smoothie Cafe. Vacay starts here.
Here at Historic Horlick Athletic Field, where the Racine Raiders up 7-3 at halftime. The only touchdown we've had today so far has been a sack fumble recovered in the end zone by Gary Young on an Arian Ivy sack. So we're here at 7-3, and the offense has been pretty offensive so far here tonight. The Outlaws, 3 total first downs here tonight. The Raiders with 2 total first downs, but only 1 by actually running a play. The other first down is from a penalty. Raiders 0-for-5 on third down. The Outlaws 1-of-8. 24 total plays ran by the Raiders, 46 yards of offense, just 1.9 yards per play. 26 total plays for the Outlaws, 34 yards and 1.3 yards per play. 32 yards passing for the Raiders on 3-of-7, and the Outlaws 12 yards on 6-of-11. 2 sacks for the Outlaws, 2 sacks for the Raiders. 14 yards on the ground for the Raiders, 22 on the ground for the Outlaws. Give you some individual stats here. Locke is 2-for-4 with an interception, and Schick 1-for-3. For 8 yards. Taylor for the Outlaws is 6-of-11 for 12 yards, long of 14. Running the ball, Tom Benko, 8 carries for 15 yards, and Jason Kelly, 3-for-10, leading the way for this Racine Raider offense. A long run of 7 for Jason Kelly is the longest running play of the day for the Raiders. Receiving, Bibby Davis has 1 catch for 18 yards. Dylan Flores 1-for-6, and Travis Hayes 1-for-8. Defensively for the Raiders, Elvin Turner with 4 tackles, Arian Ivey 4 tackles, 2 sacks, forced a fumble, and Gary Young Jr. 3 tackles, a sack, and a fumble recovery in the end zone to give the Raiders their 1 score of the game. The Raiders no interceptions. Tavion Warner, probably one of the catches of the year, on his interception. Very impressive catch there. Corey Dalton, 1 return for 32 yards on a kick. And Grant Jr., 1-for-29 for the Outlaws. But it's been a defensive battle here thus far tonight. As I mentioned, Don, the offense has been a little bit offensive here for both teams here tonight, as we sit at 7-3 just before the second half kickoff.
Yeah, that interception by Warner reminded me, who's David Tyree
that,
against
yeah.
the helmet catch. It was very close to that. He kind of had it with the one hand against the shoulder, came crashing to the turf and held onto that ball. That was just a that was an amazing interception. Hello, yeah. I'm Don Wadowitz. He's Evan Witalison, kind of on the screen. Happy to be joining you here tonight. You've seen Andrew Chish down on the sideline. Want to thank our entire crew, Nick Gadd, our producer, Ian Goldstein, and Tyler Sorensen on cameras. You heard from Emlyn Thomas earlier, our public address announcer, Jack Redlin on stats if you're following our live stats online, and then our social media team if you're following us on Facebook, Insta. You have Jeremy Wozrick, Quinn O'Brien, and Ireland Hins helping us out there. Appreciate everybody's assistance. We are an all-volunteer organization. Everybody with us, players, coaches, all of us that are putting this broadcast on for you and the entire game operations that's going on here at Historic Horlick Athletic Field, all volunteers. We're a 501c3, not-for-profit, so, you know, if you like what you're seeing, we know you've paid a little money to be able to watch this, but always willing to accept donations to help fund the things that we do, such as what we did at halftime with honoring Racine Youth Sports and their flag football teams that participated in their Super Bowls today. Brady Wodak on to kick off for Racine. Kevin Grant Jr., one of the returners back deep for the Outlaws, waiting the kick into the wind, and an onside kick by Wodak is picked up right away by Gage Wilcox. We've called his name for some negative plays on special teams, but a good job on his part there.
I don't know if it's supposed to be an onside kick. I think it's supposed to be a squib kick, and it hit the 45-yard line, or between the 45 and the 40-yard line, just bounced right up in the air. I think he was trying for a squib kick, and I don't know if he hit a divot or something or what, but that ball just popped in the air.
If there's a divot, we've got to ask for a refund. This turf isn't that old, so.
Just first, the way that ball went in the air.
Yeah, first and 10 at the 47-yard line, the Outlaws' 47-yard line, as they start their first drive here of the second half, and Taylor will do so with two backs in the backfield and single wideouts each way. Taylor takes, hands it off to Martin. Martin tries the left side, goes in the air, and is met in midair by Arion Ivy. It's going to be a gain of three and bring up a second down and seven.
Gain of three, but a painful three, as that was a hard hit there by Ivy, and he felt that one. Give him a gain of two.
Second down and eight. Did Arion Ivy lose a feather on that one?
Uh-oh. That's what gives him his power.
There you go. He's got wings, literally. Taylor with a back to his left and Martin behind him. And we're going to have a flag before the play. Going to back him up five.
Play. False start. 54 white.
Turner, the one throwing the flag for that one. Don't see the white hat throw false starts very often. It's usually the wings.
That's Dre Roberts, a 6'5", 285-pounder that gets flagged for that penalty.
And with this size, you're definitely going to see a move.
Are you saying that from experience?
Maybe. Hey, that's me.
Yeah, yeah, if you hear the PA in the background, Wednesday nights, 5:30 at Angry Brothers Pub and Grill in Mount Pleasant on Washington Avenue, a live show of Raiders Roundup. Also, make sure to watch our social media. Tyler Sorensen with Raider Recap. Handoff goes to Martin. Martin trying the middle, and Arion Ivy trying to rip that ball away. Martin will get in front of the chain, picks up 4 yards, and will bring up a third down and nine for the Phoenix Outlaws.
Yeah, Raider Roundup, a fun time on Wednesdays at Angry Brothers Pub and Grill. Tom and I, you know, great service there as well. The service staff, the bartenders are just great. Great company to talk to before the show, after the show. You know, come on down and you can, we got, what, three more home games in a row after this. You can get tickets to the next week's game as well.
They're going to keep the offense out there. Twin receivers each way for Taylor, back to his left. Taylor with time steps up in the pocket. He's going to run. and he's not going to get there, as coming in for Racine was Gary Young along with Dante Manley, and it'll bring up a fourth down and three.
But then, I hope you're going to keep the offense out there on third down. I don't know what else your other options are. Now they're going to keep the offense out there.
My bad on that one. Lost track of the down there.
And the wind's died down slightly now. Not quite as strong at the backs of the Outlaws as it was in the first half.
I just thought that was because I put my hoodie on, was feeling warmer. Fourth and three for the Phoenix Outlaws. They'll have twin receivers each way. Barry will be to the left of Tyree Taylor as the crowd gets into it. Cowbells in full effect here at Historic Horlick Field. Taylor looking, firing, connecting with Johnny Collier. Collier's forward progress to the 42-yard line picks up just enough for the first down.
Could have been awfully close there, and we have a flag. I was about to say it was awfully close to a horse collar. I'm wondering if that's what they're throwing.
So we've had a few of these where there's been a lot of discussion, so and then a late flag.
Alfredo came down to talk to Josh. I'm wondering if they're calling a horse collar tackle.
We'll hear from Keith Turner, the referee.
After the play was over, we have a double foul. We have unsportsmanlike conduct, number 9, Black. We have unsportsmanlike conduct, number 25, White. Penalties offset. That'll be the first unsportsmanlike towards disqualification.
So Johnny Collier and Elvin Turner picking up those flags for their teams.
Didn't really see anything there. Maybe it was just more verbal, but I didn't see anything there that warranted unsportsmanlike, but maybe they said a little bit too much.
First and 10 for the Phoenix Outlaws at the Racine 42-yard line. Collier in motion, slot left to the right side. Hand off to Barry, a big lane for Barry. Breaks it outside at the far numbers. Barry inside the 20. And Barry will be dragged down at the 12-yard line of Racine. Picks up 30. And another first down on the biggest play of the game from either team offensively.
They're up to 1.7 yards per carry before that play. My guess is they might have doubled that number.
And getting them downfield as we have a play blown
before
dead.
The snap, we have timeout. Black.
The Raiders.
So Racine will take a timeout. Their first timeout here in the second half. We'll step away. Racine leads Phoenix 7-3. Phoenix threatening. This is Racine Raiders football on the Racine Raiders Broadcast Network.
Come out and visit Time and Again Music. We have a huge selection of vinyl, over 10,000 titles in stock. We've got everything. We got rock, soul, jazz, country, R&B, soundtracks. So a little of this, a little of that. Make a list every time you hear something on the radio. Have a little tiny pad of paper somewhere. Jot down a group, a song title. That way when you come in, you've got an idea of what you're looking for. I'm Ray Zirkle, owner of Time and Again Music. 9602 Durand Avenue in Sturtevant. It's a block west of the Antique School Mall.
Now, Raiders defense uses a timeout, a first and 10 for Phoenix at the Racine 12-yard line after the big run. Two receivers off the left side, Billy Suing out of Phoenix College on the right. He played there in 2014-15, 9 catches, 182 yards, led the team in all-purpose yards that year. And now we're ready to go. Twin receivers each way.
There's a big defensive play here.
Raiders showing blitz. They motion back into the backfield. They hand off to Barry, and he can't slip away from the Raiders defender on the tackle for Racine. Was Cameron Hall.
Yeah, great job there by Cameron Hall to get him there. One-on-one situation there. If Hall doesn't get the tackle, it's going to be a big play.
And now there's another flag that comes out.
Another penalty flag on the field.
That might be on.
The Raiders are looking like it's on them. They are seem to be furious, pleading their case.
Unsportsmanlike conduct, number 9, Black. That'll be a second unsportsmanlike, Number 9 is disqualified for a rest of contest.
Wow, that is huge. Elvin Turner, the Raiders' middle linebacker, just picked up his second unsportsmanlike conduct penalty on this drive, and he has been disqualified as the Raiders still trying to plead their case.
Again, I didn't see anything there that would have warranted, like, there's no pushing, no shoving, no anything of that.
And so Turner is done as he tries to ignite his defense. Chenault Carey comes out there to try and calm him down a little bit. And Turner goes running off the field as he's got to head to the locker room. That's a big loss in the middle of that Raiders linebacking crew, already short. Justin Benko is out for the year.
They're going to be short him next week now, too.
Two receivers to the left, one to the right here for Tyree Taylor. Taylor with the back to his left and Barry behind him as we're still waiting.
We had to wait for the wing to get back in position.
Thank you. And now Keith Turner directing his crew. And we look ready to go as the clock winds. I believe it's Jalen Grant to the left of Taylor. Taylor gives to Barry. Barry tries the middle of that defensive line and gets bounced back. Forward progress will pick him up about a yard. It'll be a third down and 9 for the Phoenix Outlaws.
The penalty flag gave them a first down.
Thank you. Second down. So we take another look at that. Michael Young, their offensive lineman, just got pushed right into the running lane. So be second and goal after the penalty. Ball on the 6-yard line. 10.5 minutes to play here in the third quarter. Phoenix trying to take back the lead. They trail 7-3. They scored following a Raiders fumble on the first play of the game. And Taylor under pressure. Arian Ivey in there again with the sack for Racine. In there like a bullet train back to the 13-yard line. Loss of 7.
Ivey unblocked. And I don't know if it was a broken play or what it was, but he just exploded back there.
And nobody picked him up.
The running back went left, and the quarterback was looking for the pitch to the running back on an option play, but the back went left.
Raiders players, dance and sun team, volunteers, and board of directors, want to thank all 540 of you.
Have single wideouts each way here for Taylor.
Helping keep this unique tradition. 72 years.
New back behind him is Green, who was one of the captains. Raiders showing blitz. And now we have a flag, and it's going to be a false start against the Phoenix Outlaws.
False start, number 21, White, 5-yard penalty, still third down.
I think we've heard from Keith more than you tonight.
That's typically how it goes. People apparently like Keith more than me, or Keith. He gets guaranteed airtime. There's officiating rules. There's a certain amount of time we've got to give him. So.
Grant Appliance is your local family-owned appliance retailer.
9:15 and counting to play here in the third quarter. Racine with a 7-3 lead, and now it's a third and goal all the way back at the 19-yard line for the Outlaws. Taylor flanked by backs. Raiders showing blitz. They come. Taylor throwing it up for Dickerson. Jump ball. Did he come down with it? He did. Dickerson comes down with it and double coverage. And now flags come out. A touchdown for Phoenix.
It'd be excessive celebration on the Outlaws.
Wow, what a catch. Dickerson just held up and waited on that one. just suspended himself in air. We're going to hear from Keith Turner now.
After the play was over, we have unsportsmanlike conduct, number 25, White. That's the second unsportsmanlike conduct. Number 25 is disqualified for the rest of the contest.
Wow, Johnny Collier disqualified, and he will have to leave the game. So two players disqualified on one drive on three different calls. I don't know that I've ever seen that, and that will back the Outlaws up trying this extra point to try and make it a three-point game. They lead 9-7 with 8:57 to play here in the third quarter.
Be a different kicker in there now.
Yep, now they're going to, and this is their normal kicker that I saw on extra points, Francisco Esparza. Reed to put it down. Esparza, essentially a 35-yard field goal attempt here for the extra point. Kick is away. That is blocked. And Dalton trying to pick it up, and Dalton off to the races. Dalton down the sideline. And Racine's going to get two. And tie the game up at 9. As we take another look at this one.